With all the crises happening in the world, and especially in our area, sometimes it's really nice to seek some outside help. Last week, the wonderful people from Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response were actually in our office. They brought in some of their wonderful dogs to just hang out with us for a little bit. We were having a bit of a rough week last week when we lost Sean, our production guy. And they were more than kind enough to come on by and bring some friends to actually make everybody around here feel a little bit better. Joining me now in studio to tell us about their amazing work, we have Raquel Lackey with, where's your dog? Where'd that one go?
Ruffles is right there.
Okay, just making sure we got Ruffles right there. I got dogs in the studio today. It's great. I'm like over the moon. And we got Molly Fisher with Leo. Leo, wait, who's that? There's Leo. Hi. Leo's right here, right next to my leg right now as we speak. Molly, how you doing?
I'm great.
Fantastic. So why don't we start with you, Raquel? What do you guys do? What's the normal kind of things you guys do? Or is there no normal thing you guys do? It's just whoever needs us, that's where we go, and we figure it out when we get there.
You've got it spot on. We don't have a normal, and we train so that we can be deployed to the unexpected.
Gotcha. Now, the kind of thing that we had last week, a loss, is that like one of the easier ones? I mean, it's more like the trauma kind of stuff is harder. What's the kind of stuff you guys go to help people out? I mean, I know you guys went to my kid's school after the terrorist events of October 7th. The kids weren't doing very well. They had relatives in Israel. They had family in Israel. Kids aren't doing great. I know you guys were out there.
You know, I don't think that any one is easier than another, and it all depends on where we've been in life and what we bring forward. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is the continual training on our resiliency side to remember that we're here to support you and what you've been through.
Gotcha. Now, Molly, you guys, this organization, you guys are professionals. I mean, I'm even getting baseball cards of the dogs, which is great. I'm hoping to collect the whole set, which means we have to have you guys in again and again and again. How'd something like this get started? I mean, who had this idea? How do you go about getting licensed for something like this?
It actually started in Eugene, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cindy Ellers was the person who started this. She was called out to go to a school shooting at Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon. And the dogs were so well received by both staff and the kids. But what she realized is that actually more training was needed. More training was needed with the dogs on how to cope with that kind of thing. The humans, how to cope with that kind of thing. How to recognize when your dog was stressed. How to recognize when you were stressed. How to know when to take a break. How to know when your dog actually wanted to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, this has got to happen. Then the next thing that they were called to do was at Ground Zero at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And it was soon after that she started Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response and looked at that training and put that together.
That's really nice. Where do the dogs come from, Raquel? I mean, are these rescue animals? Are these people's pets that they bring from home? Where do you guys get the dogs from?
They come from a variety of situations. I work with a specific breeder who knows the temperament of what we're looking for a successful crisis response dog.
Mm-hmm.
Others pick.
Yeah, my very first Hope dog was a rescue.
Wow.
And he turned out to be an amazing Hope dog. So they come from all different breeds, all walks of life, all different ages.
Now, if somebody wants to be involved with you guys, is this the kind of thing you take volunteers and somebody could just bring their dog, or is there special training that goes into this?
Oh, there's a whole lot of training that goes into it. Mm-hmm. But yes, they can bring their special dog because all dogs are special. We're just looking for the job that fits them the best.
Gotcha. So now the kind of things that you guys go to, I mean, with kids, it must be especially hard and especially rewarding. Like you show up in these where there was this big traumatic event or something like that. And you just want to see the smiles on the kids' faces. Is there a specifically memorable situation you remember?
Oh, there are so many different things. My first really large deployment was to the Oso mudslide.
Oh.
And that was memorable in so many different ways. It was so tragic. And there were so many different people that needed us and that we worked with. We were with the Emergency Operations Center, with FEMA. We were with the towns on both sides, Arlington and Darrington, who mm-hmm. lost people. We were at the edge of the mud. We were at the fire station where people prepared to before they went out to search in the mud. And we've been to all of those memorials. But we've also been to, locally, we've been to Marysville Pilchuck after their shooting.
Sure.
I think when the kids are involved, it depends also on the background.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very good at making sure that our cup is full before we try to serve others.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
So
absolutely.
When a memorable event with a kid, I went with a high schooler who wanted to be back in the room where a shooting happened.
Oh.
And after going through all the protocol that needed to be done, our sense of safety is first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And having that safety for her to go back and face the environment where something terrible happened and have a canine next to her that knew they weren't judging her or looking to her for anything and was going to support her no matter what she needed was exceptionally healing. She was able to turn to us later and say, my mom was right. This is just an awful thing that happened in this room, and I don't need to be afraid of the room any longer.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I'll say is today, when I mentioned, oh, the dogs are coming back, the whole office lit up. The whole entire office. And I know we got cat people here. Right? I know we got people who aren't dog people here. But the entire office lit up just because they were so excited you guys were coming back. That's Raquel Lackey, Molly Fisher, and, of course, Ruffles and Leo, who are – don't make a mess there. You stop that. All right. Yeah. Get away from that door. Anyway, these adorable dogs who are here, they're from the Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response. You can find out all about them at hopeaacr.org. That's hopeaacr.org. They come highly recommended by not just me, but also my children and everybody here at Talk Radio 570 KVI and our sister stations over at Northwest News Radio and Star 101.5. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thanks, Ari.
Thank you.
We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.